A new oversight committee of the Massachusetts legislature is demanding answers about the state's troubled coronavirus vaccine rollout and is going right to the top. Governor Charlie Baker, along with his top aides in the area of public health, are expected to appear at Thursday's Beacon Hill hearing. The Democratic-led legislature has had a very cooperative relationship with the Republican governor for 6 years and has given Baker a wide berth to manage the pandemic. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill asked Matt Safransky, editor-in-chief of Western Mass Politics and Insight, if this oversight hearing represents a sea change in the state's political dynamic.
To some extent, yes. Legislature does not do a whole lot of oversight, like in comparison to Congress, for example. But there have been rare instances when it did, you know, like there was the RMV scandal where, you know, somebody whose license should have been suspended was not, and then there was a massive accident that killed people in New Hampshire. To a certain extent, you saw this, or you are seeing this in the case of the Holyoke Soldiers Home, although not exactly as much oversight as, you know, trying to gather information, figure out what they want to do differently. This committee will do all of those things. You know, it will conduct oversight, but it will also recommend legislation. It's interesting that its position is longer term than just the vaccine distribution, but that they're focusing on this right now. And what that kind of tells us is that the legislature is really hearing it from constituents.
A legislator from Western Massachusetts is going to have a key role to play in this investigation into the vaccine rollout. State Senator Joe Comerford of Northampton is a co-chair of the committee. What has she said about what her role in this is going to be?
Well, I mean, she said that, you know, this role, you know, reflects some of the work that she's already done as the public health chair. I interviewed her last week, and she sees, you know, the two roles going hand in hand in a lot of ways. She was the Senate's point person on COVID-19 for a lot of last year, for obvious reasons. But now she's going to be taking on this role that is going to be looking at, you know, what worked and what hasn't worked. The focus on the vaccines is obviously a reflection of, you know, the lack of trust and transparency that legislators are getting from their constituents. And that's going to be a huge focus of what's going on. I mean, they're not looking to be adversarial, but she's perfectly aware of the fact that it's likely to get that way, given the fact that the governor has been fairly defensive about the rollout of the vaccine, despite the obvious problems.
Governor Baker remains enormously popular. According to a Mass Inc. poll out this week, his approval rating is 74%, unchanged practically from where it was in December. And we should note that this poll was taken during the period of time when we had this rocky rollout with the vaccine, with the crashing of the state's vaccination website. Is it surprising, given all of this furor, that Baker's job approval is still so high?
It is, and not necessarily just because of the news itself, but again, I mean, I've spoken to several legislative offices, and they were inundated with complaints. So, you know, I don't know how to square those complaints, that you know, passion and furor that legislators were receiving. So I don't know how you have a poll that says, you know, nothing has changed, and yet legislators are hearing it the way that they are. The only thing I can think of is that there is some kind of disconnect in the public between the role the governor actually plays in the vaccine rollout and what constituents actually think. Like, perhaps they don't realize or understand that basically the governor is, you know, all-powerful in terms of a lot of these vaccine decisions within the confines of supply from the federal government. If that's the case, then it could explain how these diametrically opposed situations are happening. But other than that, I'm not entirely sure. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense.